So now you're entering into forestry. You were demobbed from the army at the end of the war.
That's right. Well, at the end of the war, I thought, you know, I should get some training in this forestry business if this is going to be my life. So I
spent... This was a conscious decision of yours that forestry was what you wanted to do.
Absolutely, yeah. So I spent about a year and a half getting my training in Scotland. And actually, after the training, I worked in private forestry there for 15 years. Mm-hmm.
So how did you come to Ireland?
Well, in 1962, through some of my forestry friends, I discovered there was an opening in private forestry in Ireland, and I decided to try this. Mm-hmm. Well, that was 25 years ago, and of course, 25 years, I'm still here. I started working in Ireland, in Abidix, actually. I was in Abidix estate. I looked after the woodlands, and shortly after arriving, I decided I will get woodland management underway.
Was this an innovation in Ireland?
It was, really, because very few people gave advice to the private owners how to look after their woodlands.
How to farm timber,
exactly,
really.
How to dispose of their lumber and how to get involved in replanting, etc. So apart from Abidix, I have been working in Adair, in Coolatin, in Howth, along the border, along the Cavan border, in Clonus, and even one property over the border in Armagh.
So you've seen quite a bit of Irish forestry, really.
Yes, I covered quite a lot of areas in that sort of 25 years that I have been here.
And what does this concept of woodland management involve?
Well, obviously the owner has a plot of woodland, and this woodland will have to be managed. You put down various programs, a program of felling, a program of cleaning and replanting, a program of maintaining the woodlands. So normally, the owner would have a plot of woodland to sell, and this woodland would be measured and the value of it assessed, and it would be offered to the trade. Once the lumber is removed, you prepare your ground for planting.
Who removes the lumber? Does the estate do it?
Well, normally, you know, if it's purchased by the timber merchant, he does remove the lumber, and all you're left with debris, which you have to dispose of.
He doesn't and clear stumps or anything like that?
No, we never clean stumps, actually, in the woodland.
And do they not absorb energy then, even after the tree is felled?
No, once the tree is felled, obviously the stump sort of decays, dies, and eventually the nutrients go back to the soil.
But the stumps of a deciduous tree would
some
be
of
huge.
Deciduous trees will try and persist in throwing off shoots, but with chemicals or cutting back, eventually the root will die and, as I say, will decay.
So you can replant between the stumps,
as you do in between the stumps, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is to remove the debris that's left after the timber merchants, that is, removing all the lop and top.
Mm-hmm. And why do you remove that? Would that not go into a mulch if you left it there?
Well, in some cases, when this debris is not very heavy, you can probably plant through it. But if it's heavy, the management is very difficult afterwards, because first of all, it's difficult to plant through it, and secondly, when you come to clean the plantations, you have all these obstructions of boughs and stumps and everything else, which is difficult to manage, really.
Mm. How good a country is Ireland for timber, Stanley?
Well, I think it's a marvelous country to grow timber because we have excellent climate here. It's nice, moist, mild climate, and the trees grow very fast. I think we can divide the country in two. In the west of Ireland, we will have short rotations. So that means we will grow trees faster than we would grow, say, trees on the east coast and the south coast. In the west, we can get a crop of trees in 30 years.
That's quick, is it?
That's very quick indeed. That is from the time you start to maturity. Whereas in the east and in the south, the same crop would take probably about 50 years to mature. The only difference is, in the east and the south, the lumber would be of better quality. It would be denser timber.
More compacted.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm. And what about acquiring land for it? There is resistance to that on the part of local farmers usually, isn't there?
Well, I think that has changed to some extent because previously the farmer was able to utilize his land.
Marginal land
and get some return. Now they find that this marginal land is not producing the revenue that, you know, they had previously. Mm. So this land is being offered for sale, actually.
I see.
And a lot of it is being acquired by the state forest. Some of it is being acquired by private sector. And
this is a recent development that you have businessmen investing in forestry now.
That's right. Particularly in the west of Ireland, you get sort of big grants, and people are interested in investing in this sort of short rotation forestry. And some institutions are putting quite a lot of money. I think the money that's coming is mostly from the pension funds. So I think whoever is contributing towards these pension funds hopefully will get a benefit in years to come.
Mm. Well, Stanley, is there money to be made out of trees?
Well, I could give you a little story. A friend of mine who actually lives in Ireland gave me this story. He started operating in forestry a number of years back, and when he started, he only had a bicycle. He had a crosscut saw, he had two wedges and an axe. Now that was quite some time. Since that time, he's prospered so much that now he's driving a new Mercedes. So there you are. The money does grow on trees.
Well, Stanley, you've just retired from your official working life. I don't suppose you'll give up altogether, but what will you do? Will you go back to Poland?
No, I can't go back to Poland. Obviously, I can't live now under the system that they have there. I have lived too long in the West to adjust myself to their way of life. So I'm afraid I'll remain where I am. I'll work as long as I can, and eventually I'll leave my bones here.
Stanley Pfeiffer of Stradbally in County Leash.